Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
We have the picture of the pursuit.
Sammy's ready to set. He's going to kill somebody.
We got him. They're down in the ditch.
This car cannot be stolen.
Look around.
He's wrecked.
No matter where you are, at any second, it could happen to you.
Some help.
Because desperate criminals use desperate measures, no matter who gets in the way. For the next 60 minutes, you'll get a close-up view of what officers see every day. You'll ride shotgun in the most terrifying chases on the road. You'll feel the heat of the most explosive acts of criminal insanity ever captured on tape. Much of this footage has never been viewed by the public. Police and news agencies send us their most shocking videos.
He's got a gun.
So that you can know what they know. That to let your guard down, even for an instant, could mean disaster.
He's gonna run the red light, he's gonna run it.
So crank up your TV and don't turn away.
I'm Sheriff John Bunnell, and I can tell you from personal experience that no officer wants to drive in a chase unless it's absolutely necessary. Because the problem isn't the chase, it's the crash at the end of the chase.
Los Angeles, California. To all those who think they can outrun the police, let this be a lesson.
Still running, suspect still running.
The streets appear to be empty, but it only takes one car to spoil a suspect's getaway.
Just hit that vehicle. Did you catch that? Unbelievable recklessness. Unbelievable.
The three suspects in the stolen ride managed to collide with the only other vehicle on the road. Then, like a magnet for disaster, they ricochet straight toward the only two pedestrians on the entire street. The civilians ditch their bikes and jump clear.
Unbelievable. LAPD is right there. There you can see the suspect prone out.
The two women in the other car are treated for neck and back injuries. And the suspects now have to answer for charges of aggravated assault.
Looks like this case is over.
Running from police may seem like an answer. But no matter how good your chances look,
hey, vehicle, PA, T-bone accident.
The odds are always against you. Lachlan, Ohio. It all started with a simple stop sign violation. But within moments, this white Cadillac is streaking through early morning traffic.
362-384.
Officer Patrick Sublett runs the plates. The owner has three felony warrants, including resisting arrest. And even assault on a police officer.
We're still eastbound.
The driver is clearly desperate to outrun the law. He makes a series of unpredictable moves, suddenly screeching through a crowded intersection, then bullying two cars off the road. Each time, he's just inches from a collision. Officer Sublett backs off as the suspect weaves through a red light. The caddy instantly stretches the distance, and within seconds, he's a speck on the horizon. This chase is far from over. Additional units coordinate and converge, limiting the suspect's escape option.
Turn in South Belmont.
One by one, the roads are closed off.
There we go. This is the white Cadillac.
As news choppers arrive, the chase goes through a dizzying maze of suburban streets.
Now he's driving into, looks like, a residential area here.
But no matter how narrow the path gets, this road hog finds an opening. He clips an unsuspecting motorist, tearing off the car's side view mirror. But then, a blunder. It looks like he's cornered.
Now he's into the parking lot. Now this is going to come to an end here in a second.
But the renegade decides to blaze his own trail.
Yep, he's going through the parking lot, down a ditch, down an embankment.
Completely out of control, he plows into a fence.
Tore up some grass there, and did he hit a fence? Looks like he hit a fence. And now he's on the sidewalk, just missing those telephone poles.
He blasts through one road sign.
There he goes, busted through.
And barely dodges another. suddenly, he makes a cataclysmic mistake.
Wow! Wow!
The caddy explodes in a shower of glass and metal. The driver is ejected. He almost falls under the wheels of the shattered car. But incredibly, he survives, and somehow, unbelievably, keeps going on foot.
He's running away.
Dodging police in a last desperate shot at escape.
Police car.
He stumbles through an industrial park, darts between buildings and trucks, becoming more exhausted with each step. Until finally...
Now the police are closing in on him. Here we go.
Officers cut him off for good.
Here we go. And down he goes. And it looks like they've got him in custody.
That's when Officer Sublett makes an amazing discovery. It turns out the man who bullied through town in this wanted Cadillac was not the owner of the car. He had only borrowed it from a fugitive friend.
Down a ditch, down an embankment.
He had no reason to run, facing at most a traffic ticket.
There he goes, busting through.
But apparently he picked up more than just a car from his fleet-footed pal.
Wow.
He picked up their bad habits.
If you've been drinking, a designated driver is a great idea. The trick is that you've got to make sure the designated driver doesn't drink.
Keego Harbor, Michigan. A drunk driver tears through town at 70 miles an hour. The suspect's driving his friend home, in spite of the fact they've been drinking all night at the local bar. The man in the passenger seat has known the driver for less than 2 weeks. Tonight, his life is in his new drinking buddy's hands. And right now, those hands are very unsteady. The SUV jams down the straightaway at excessive speeds. But when the road curves, the driver is taken by surprise. Between the speed and the booze, the suspect can't react in time.
Just piled up and rolled.
Edge rolling.
Pursuing officer races over to help the unconscious driver, who's trapped inside. But there's no one else in the vehicle.
Get fired out here quick.
Suddenly, the officer spots him. The passenger was thrown 20 feet when the car vaulted off the road. Remarkably, he suffers only minor injuries. Both men are lucky to be alive. When the passenger got into this drunk driver's vehicle, he didn't know the guy had a suspended license. He also didn't know that his buddy had a previous DUI. And he certainly didn't know his pal's blood alcohol level was triple the legal limit. In the end, what he didn't know almost killed him. Coming up on Police Videos.
Watch out.
The riskiest cases.
Turn it off!
The biggest crashes. The most dangerous moments ever seen on TV.
Get your hands up!
From near fatal errors to split second decisions. It's high octane pursuits from beginning to end. This is justice at its most extreme. And this is as close as you can get without being there.
There was a time when an officer in pursuit had to wait for a suspect to give up, crash, or run out of gas. But now law enforcement agencies are taking control, deciding when, where, and how to end the chase. This is where adrenaline meets precision.
Conway, South Carolina, and only 60 seconds to prevent a disaster. Horry County Police Officer Jeff Imes gets the call. A highway patrol unit is desperately trying to slow down some teenage daredevils in a stolen Jeep, who are now only 1 minute away from smashing into downtown traffic.
Okay.
jump to 80 miles per hour in the deadly race as the suspect pulls ahead of the primary unit. Himes radios ahead for more backup.
Get out of the carway, steady.
The primary unit tries to regain the lead, but the Jeep hugs the center line, coaxing the officer into oncoming lanes. He slips back to avoid a head-on collision. Time is running out. Taking a chance, the primary punches the runaway's back end. The Jeep keeps control. Precious seconds tick away. Dodging a crowded intersection, the officer then sees the perfect opportunity. The SUV fishtails to a halt, just a heartbeat short of downtown. Officers box him in, then rush forward with guns drawn. The teenage daredevil, so brazen just a minute ago, now give up without a fight. These young car thieves raced fearlessly toward disaster. But when officers knew time was against them, they made every moment count, turning a calculated risk into a split-second opportunity. And without a single injury, officers beat both the clock and the odds. Canadian County, Oklahoma. The deputy gets a call about a reckless driver on the road.
Be careful, real careful.
As the officer responds to the scene, he suddenly spots the dangerous driver headed straight toward him.
No, run down, that'll let him hit you.
The deputy tries to create a roadblock, but the fearless suspect blazes past him. The driver leaves police in his dust. Officers don't know why he's running, but they know he means business. Police catch up at a traffic light. They try to cut off the suspect, but he dodges the lead patrol car and throttles past. The officer retaliates. His cruiser slams into the sedan, knocking it headlong across the median. The suspect loses a hubcap, but not his nerve. He fights for control as he takes off again. The lead unit charges in for another strike. The shot sends the suspect skidding onto the shoulder. The driver corrects and pulls back onto the highway, but his tire is shattered. The suspect can no longer steer. He rumbles off the road and bogs down in the grass. There's nowhere left to go.
Put your hands up now! Keep them up!
And the young man finally realizes it. It turns out the man had no warrants and no priors. He ran in order to avoid a DUI charge. But DUI is only one of his concerns. He also faces charges of attempting to elude, an assault and battery with a deadly weapon, not to mention the cost of fixing his battered car. Still to come on Police Videos. From up above.
They're running now.
From down below. From out of the blue. Criminals are trying to run. They think they're on top.
The suspect's going again.
They think they're ahead. They think they have the upper hand.
Are you stupid?
But the cops are moving.
You guys watch out.
Out of control.
From the air.
I gotta do one more circle.
On the ground.
You're not getting away.
And in your face. Next.
There comes a time in every police chase when your suspect makes a crucial decision. He either cuts his losses or he goes for broke.
Los Angeles, California.
We have the picture of the pursuit. We have the pursuit.
By the time this chase gets going, the driver and his accomplice are already in more than enough trouble.
I count 5 units in this pursuit. These guys are wanted for carjacking and armed robbery.
For a moment, it looks as if these 2 teenage thieves are going to make a smart choice.
It looks like he's stopping here. Let's see what happens. They've come to a complete halt.
The driver stops, as if considering surrender. But when a police unit pulls alongside, he changes his mind.
All right, the suspect's going again.
It's all or nothing.
Officer backing off now. They're going right into an intersection. Almost an accident there. Out of control. Right into the back of that semi.
The thieves charge into an intersection. Their fender gets nailed. The truck wobbles out of control and slams into a semi-cab.
Right into the back of that semi.
The semi sustains no damage, but the carjacked SUV is destroyed. Finally, the crooks do what they should have done only 15 seconds ago.
There's the second suspect getting out of the vehicle.
They give up.
He's surrendering, code 4. It looks like he's stopping here. Let's see what happens.
One moment, they saw a vision of freedom.
All right, the suspect's going again.
The next moment, they were a picture of defeat.
Right into the back of that semi.
Now they have a lot more to answer for, and a lot more time.
He's surrendering.
To second guess their foolish decision. Bonita Park, Missouri. A cop spots a seemingly empty car rolling through a parking lot. As a cop chases it down, he realizes that the driver is still inside.
Turn it off!
Unconscious from alcohol. The man gets a rude awakening. He sees the cop and panics. The officer pursues the drunk driver.
Okay, he's trying to run, over.
But before it even starts, this chase is over.
Okay, he's wrecked!
The drowsy drunk doesn't even make it out of the parking lot. He lands in a ditch where another officer nabs him.
What's wrong with you, man? Are you stupid?
Most pursuits are measured in miles. This one is measured in yards. But after a fiasco like this, it's painfully clear that a drunk in a car, at any speed,
turn it off,
is an accident waiting to happen.
Police work is tough, challenging, and most of all, exciting. But there's one job on the force that takes excitement to a whole new level.
The city of San Diego has served as a backdrop for some of the most memorable events in law enforcement history.
Cable, he is in Mexico.
And Officer Kevin Means, flying helicopter unit Able, has had a unique view of the action.
I joined the police department 18 years ago because I always wanted to be a police officer or a pilot. Well, it works out best for me that I get to do both now.
Coming right back there.
For Kevin Means and his partners Don Berinsky and Todd Jaeger, it takes more than high-tech equipment and a pilot's license to do this job.
You've got to think like a police officer, not necessarily like a pilot. It's far easier to train somebody to fly the way we want them to fly than it is to train them to be a good police officer.
North San Diego. Kevin responds to a high-priority call.
Able's calling a pursuit.
Even though the suspect is wanted only for expired tags, he doesn't hesitate to hit high speed.
Confirm, stop and identify passing plaza, doing 80.
Can Able confirm if any ground units are behind them?
Able 3, no ground units.
I've chased many, many vehicles over the years, cars and motorcycles. Some of them were faster than the helicopter. But because they have to negotiate turns and traffic, I'm able to stay up with them.
Going westbound 54.
Still trying to outrun the chopper, the motorcycle jumps back on the freeway.
Able 3 is doing about 90.
Screaming past a ground unit, the suspect makes a beeline for an off-ramp.
Able 3, there's a unit just past him.
The suspect refuses to slow down.
Able 3, he went straight through.
The result is devastating.
Well, he just lost an arrow. Oh, he did lose it. Down the hill here, right off the exit here. He's off the bike.
We saw the crash unfold. We saw the suspect literally flying through the air.
10-4, off the bike.
When the paramedics got there and when officers got to him, we were very surprised to hear that the suspect was still alive. This is a classic example of what can happen to somebody if they don't yield to the police officer.
Able to CHP on Claymore.
Working the night shift, Kevin Means arrives at the end of a pursuit. The driver has just blown his engine.
We're doing about 20 miles an hour in the center divider.
But this chase is far from over.
Okay, Able, our driver's door's open. He's bailing.
The night vision camera rolls as the suspect sprints across four lanes of traffic, nearly causing an accident.
Running southbound direction across 94 into the field.
The man scrambles down the embankment and races into the dark ravine.
Taking his jacket off now. Gable, he's in some real thick brush north of Hilltop.
Suddenly, when Abel circles back over the area,
I lost him on the clear. I don't see him.
The suspect has disappeared. All they can do is trust the infrared and keep looking.
He's still in the same general location.
Then the FLIR night vision finds its target.
I got him. I got him again.
The man's body heat is barely visible, but it's enough.
We directed officers to perimeter locations around the suspect when he bushed in and hid from us.
He's 10 feet in front of you in that brush. Taking the suspect into custody.
The camera switched back to color. Thanks to Abel, the man has nowhere to run.
Tell Abel thanks.
When we return, Kevin Means of the San Diego Police Department faces a law enforcement nightmare. Two serious situations 8 miles apart, and only one chopper in the air.
Next on Police Video, Kevin Means takes on double trouble.
Didn't work too good. Got away.
Monster trucks.
Get in front of them, they'll run over us.
Take on police. And one state trooper takes on the scare of his life. When factions clash and worlds collide, something has got to give. Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
And his chopper, Kevin Means of the San Diego Police Department, can cover more ground than any other vehicle on the force. But no chopper is fast enough to be in two places at once.
One day in June, that fact becomes painfully clear.
This guy's not listening to the cops.
When a felony suspect resists arrest, Abel is there to provide air support.
This is not going to go down good. This is going to be a force for it.
Suddenly, another hot call comes over the radio.
You're making a general quick, Abel, when you're clear. They're doing a pursuit on Eastern.
459, suspect.
The airborne officers are tense.
They need us. I know, but these guys need us too.
Seconds later, the man is in custody.
823, yellow, we'll call for.
And Kevin Means,
Abel switching to Eastern,
breaks away to assist the ground units in pursuit.
Spark, we can no longer trail him.
Within minutes, the chopper is in the area of the chase, searching for the suspect. Far below, Kevin Means sees the vehicle, a Jeep Cherokee.
914-7 is going to be ready on the spike trip.
He directs ground units into position.
Okay. He's coming right at you right now.
The suspect spots the units up ahead. He quickly slaloms, avoiding the spikes first, and then dodging a head-on collision.
He missed the spike. He's continuing northbound.
The Jeep jumps on the freeway, and police keep their distance for good reason. Defying all logic, the man rumbles down the road toward a military installation.
He's cutting through on the wrong side of the road.
Now the driver is running out of options.
He doesn't know where he's going.
The roads are unfamiliar. The base is surrounded by a wall. And the only way out is the way he came in.
622 yellow, still northbound.
Since he doesn't know the streets, the four-wheeling felon tries to lose the cruisers by off-roading. But suddenly, there's a new obstacle in his way.
Military police vehicle is headed that way.
The military police join the pursuit in their white SUV.
Okay, these guys have guns out. They're pointing your direction.
And they immediately turn up the heat. With military tenacity, the MPs try to end the chase.
The military police, I believe it is, ramming him. Didn't work too good.
The MPs are fine. And thanks to Abel, city units are waiting for the suspect when he gets back on pavement.
Got him boxed in.
The military police make sure he's not going anywhere. And the gate-crashing fugitive is arrested quickly.
2947, we're code 4 in custody.
2947, 4.
Abel's job is done.
5-0-10-4, rising to report as I see you drop the tone, Abel, thanks.
During an average shift, a pilot in the air support unit sees all kinds of things.
Across the freeway.
But he has only one duty.
Spark, we can no longer trail him.
Responding to hot calls.
Okay, Abel is calling a pursuit.
From blazing chases.
Oh, he did lose it.
To hiding felons.
I got him. I got him again.
To metal crunching crashes. It's high altitude. High pressure excitement.
Abel, he is in Mexico.
Officer Means wouldn't have it any other way.
This is the best job in the world, with the possible exception of flying the space shuttle.
Able 10-4.
Tell Able thanks.
Able 10-4.
Officers are trained to take control in every imaginable situation, but every now and then the unimaginable occurs, and that's when an officer needs to improvise.
Sparks, Nevada. Drivers are shocked to see more than 100,000 pounds of steel lumbering down the interstate. After stealing this monstrous vehicle from an equipment yard, the driver takes it on a 35-mile-an-hour joyride.
Truck's getting over to the right.
With tires almost 10 feet tall, this 53-ton gorilla leaves police scrambling for an answer.
There's absolutely no way to stop this stuff. We can't spike strip him because the tires are too big. We can't get in front of him because he'll run over us.
All they can do is wait. After 4 hours, their patience pays off. The massive machine runs out of gas and sputters to a stop.
What do we need to take him out here now?
Finally, police are able to take the driver into custody and get this mammoth menace off the road. In Winfield, West Virginia, an officer faces a different driver, but the same dilemma. A drunk behind the controls of a bulldozer.
I'm just sitting there writing up a report. I didn't hear it coming. I thought there was a train coming, and I thought, my God, a train going over me. And then I looked up and saw him going down the road.
The officer and his partner realize they have a unique problem on their hands.
How do you stop a bulldozer?
With no set procedures for dealing with a runaway bulldozer, the policemen develop their own strategies. The response is less than enthusiastic.
I don't think it'd be a smart idea.
In fact, the police can only determine what not to do.
I ain't about to get in front of him.
But the drunk at the wheel provides the solution when he passes out and runs the dozer into a ditch.
I need some help. I need all the help I can get up.
It's tough enough to stop these vehicles even if the suspect is just out for a joyride. But if they're intentionally trying to destroy property, anything can happen and anyone can get hurt.
Des Moines, Iowa. A trash collector commandeers a garbage truck and goes on a wild rampage. When police arrive, he decides to show officers who's boss by trying to run them down.
He tried to run over me.
After the near miss with the cruiser, the suspect welcomes head-on danger.
Got to the wrong side of the road.
Since a vehicle this large could squash a car flat, police try to keep traffic out of harm's way.
Hold the traffic.
With no other options, the officers try spikes, knowing the enormous tires might be too much for them.
Just ruin the spikes.
But to everyone's amazement, the strips almost work too well.
Tires out.
One of the massive tires nearly causes a collision when it flies off the truck. Then this grouchy garbage man nearly mows down an officer in the road. However, this not-so-gentle giant has been pushed harder and faster than it was ever intended to go. With the engine belching smoke, the garbage truck grinds to a halt.
I think he's losing the engine. He's stopping.
Immediately, officers swoop in to pry the suspect away from the steering wheel.
Get your hands up! Get your hands up!
Police don't know what this man wanted to accomplish with his trash truck rebellion, but he only succeeded in losing his job and gaining a police record. In some situations, police can only try to keep the public safe and hope for the best.
Hold your traffic.
Though no one was hurt, these pursuits demonstrate a simple fact.
I ain't about to get in front of them.
Just when you think you've seen it all,
this is getting too dangerous.
Something bigger and badder will come your way. Austin, Texas. Trooper Lane Tucker pulls a man in a white pickup over for speeding.
How you doing, Steve? Yeah. Driver's license with you?
Yes, sir.
Tucker clarifies why he stopped the suspect.
He's been reading me a speed ticket quite a bit over speed limit. Also, he didn't have a seatbelt on him.
So far, everything is going according to standard operating procedure. But when Trooper Tucker returns to the pickup, his world gets turned upside down. A distracted man in a speeding SUV crashes into the back of the pickup. Trooper Tucker narrowly avoids being crushed. A witness uses the trooper's radio to call for help.
Officer down.
Amazingly, the driver of the SUV emerges unscathed. He races to assist the others.
Are you okay?
The original suspect also escapes injury. He too checks on the trooper.
Are you all right, man?
Oh, I got glass back.
Trooper Tucker walks away with minor wounds. But considering what might have been, he and everyone involved are lucky they can walk away at all.
Are you okay?
Coming up on Police Video, officers on the front line, outlaws on the fringe, and everything in between. These are the players in the war for the road. Next.
When officers get a distress call, they have to respond quickly. It's the nature of the job, but it doesn't always work in their favor.
Blanchard, Louisiana. On a stormy night, two officers rushed to a possible burglary in progress. The call came from a woman whose lights went out in the storm, so it's possible the prowler thinks no one is home. Realizing how important it is to get there fast, the officers fly over the rain-slicked roads. Suddenly, the policemen receive one more piece of important information. The call comes seconds too late. By the time they see the tree, there's nothing they can do. Both officers survive the crash, but one breaks his ankle. And as for the suspect they were trying to catch in the act, it was just a person looking for a phone after hitting the same tree only minutes earlier.
Livonia 911.
Ma'am.
Livonia, Michigan. While officers patrol the streets, dispatch receives a desperate call for help.
Yeah, beating him up. Yeah, let me get
him. They're beating him up right now.
Beating him up, Dad. How you
okay.
Just a few blocks away, two men are robbing and savagely beating a smoke shop clerk.
Be advised, Bridget.
Within seconds, the suspects are spotted trying to flee the scene. Officer Anthony Bolano quickly boxes them in. But they don't stay confined for long. Sergeant Jeffrey Teeter loops around Bolano, beginning the pursuit. Unbelievably, these two hell-raising thieves only stole a few cartons of cigarettes. But that's not going to stop them from driving like maniacs to get away. If these jonesing smokers are willing to take such drastic measures for a nicotine fix, there's no telling what they'll do for freedom. When traffic ahead of them refuses to clear, the suspects clear it themselves. The perpetrators muscle their way onto the interstate. In a flash, they're streaking across the pavement at death-defying speeds. They blow through traffic, recklessly skimming by cars, semis, even school buses.
This is getting too dangerous.
But the men can't shake the officers.
Please get off on our drive radio.
They decide to try their luck back on surface streets.
Yeah,
but their luck is about to run out. When the suspects suddenly decelerate to make a turn, Sergeant Teeter moves in. A slight nudge is all it takes. With their car out of commission, the suspects try to escape on foot, but officers stop them dead in their tracks. When these brash burglars went on this terrifying cigarette break, it proved harmful to everyone's health. Now with charges including felony evasion and attempted murder, their future plans have gone up in smoke.
A video camera is like a silent partner. It gathers evidence, it can capture crimes in progress, and it never forgets.
Augusta, Kansas. Police and news crews gather at the scene of a recent accident. One officer steps up to give an interview. He gets as far as his name.
Lieutenant Clark Wehmeyer.
Before a new story emerges.
Oh my God. Slammed into that police car.
Yeah, slammed into the police car and knocked over the bike.
A woman blinded by the sun rams his cruiser, which jerks forward and topples a police bike. Now the man who only seconds ago was ready to face the camera and tell it all has to rely on the camera to tell him what just happened behind his back. Cameras are the unflinching eye that capture the whole story. And they can provide crucial evidence.
I don't have anything!
In police investigations. In Santa Cruz, California, anti-war demonstrators hold a peace rally outside a political fundraiser. The group is well within their rights to have a peaceful assembly. But peaceful is not how they're going to stay.
You are under arrest.
We know crime committed.
Police show up and immediately become scapegoats for the demonstrators' cause.
You know what the jaws of peace officers are, man?
Before long, these so-called anti-violence protesters stop practicing what they preach. The camera just barely captures an out-of-control demonstrator punching an officer in the face. The man immediately runs away. Police bring him down quickly. But when other protesters catch up, they accuse the now bloodied officer of being the attacker. Normally, this would be a tricky situation, pitting one man's word against another's. Not this time. Because of a well-positioned camera, all the evidence police need is caught on videotape. For cameramen around the world, catching hot moments means big business. In Nova Scotia, Canada, one cameraman is about to find out just how big. He turns his camera on, expecting to catch a glimpse of a high-speed chase as it rockets by. Instead, he gets the grand finale. The suspect bails out into the woods. The police don't let him get far. And what was supposed to be a few fleeting seconds of action turned into an amazing story. In the fast-paced world of videography, you can't let your guard down for a second. Because when you're caught in the middle and the cameras are rolling, no one knows what may turn up. Still to come on police videos, one rogue suspect, one determined cop, and the chase that turned one quiet town into a disaster area. The moment a chase begins, it's in danger of ending up like this. And sometimes it's a miracle if it doesn't end up much worse. Provo, Utah. A suspected drunk driver is turning this normally quiet college town into a danger zone. Utah Highway Patrol Trooper David Rumfield has been dogging this suspect since they left the interstate. The surprised lunch hour motorists don't even have time to pull over. Trooper Rumfield knows there is no air support available. And local officers are giving Rumfield all the room he needs to chase this guy down. For now, it's just one tough trooper against a lead-footed felony evader. The suspect screams onto calm side streets, trying to lose his pursuer. But the trooper is unshakable. Desperate, the suspected drunk slips between stunned motorists, daring Rumfield to follow.
We are...
But each erratic action takes the suspect closer to the center of Provo. Rumfield is more determined than ever to take this maniac off the road. The pickup cuts between cars. The trooper matches him move for move. The crazed driver pushes his luck at yet another intersection. Trooper Rumfield sticks to him, waiting for just one opportunity to take him out with a textbook punch. But even a message this clear doesn't scare the driver off the road. Instead, he becomes a two-ton wrecking ball. The suspect swerves around a corner, nearly taking out a mailbox, and sideswiping a parked truck. Blinded by desperation, the suspect doesn't see the danger until it's too late. The innocent motorist slams into the already damaged pickup. The fuel tank cracks open. Sparks from the dragging metal ignite the vehicle, turning it into a fireball. The trooper quickly checks the condition of the other motorist, then rushes to contain the blaze. The suspect has finally learned enough to give up. Backup officers drag him to safety and into custody. Miraculously, the people in the other two vehicles, including two preschool-aged children, suffered only minor injuries. All it takes is one wild driver to throw a town into chaos.
We are at 9 miles.
That's why Trooper David Rumfield of the Utah Highway Patrol took to the streets of Provo to take down this suspected drunk driver. But some guys never learn. After his arrest, this felony evader skipped bail and is now trying to outrun up to 5 years of hard time. He was lucky once. But like all criminals, sooner or later, his luck will run out.
Suspect still running.
As long as criminals are on the street, police will fight back. Because officers are on a mission to keep the public safe.
You are under arrest.
Some crooks will always live for the chase, no matter what the consequences.